This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
So, a 21-year-old who apparently grossed about $12 million smiled and shook hands with lawyers he can no longer afford as they walked out of a Los Angeles courtroom just the other day, August 31st, 2026. Then he sat back down next to the public defenders the state just assigned him. David Burke, D4VD, the singer, charged with first-degree murder with special circumstances, continuous lewd acts with a child under 14 and unlawful mutilation of human remains, came into court for a routine pretrial hearing. Blair Burke, his attorney, high-powered attorney, we've been talking about her for a while now, you know, good representation, came out of the judge's chambers and told the court her client wanted a public defender. Blair Burke, Harvard Law, the woman who's represented Harvey Weinstein, Mel Gibson, Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears, the most connected crisis lawyer in Hollywood, just told the judge, game over, I'm done. Judge Charlene Olmedo looked in Burke. Is that your wish, Mr. Burke? He said yes. Deputy Public Defender Willard Candile walked up the gallery with colleague Lisa Ann Roth. Burke pled not guilty. And Burke walked out. So the question everyone is asking is whether losing the celebrity lawyer is a death sentence on top of the one the state's already considering. The better question is whether she was ever the right lawyer for this fight. You might be surprised. $12 million, that's a number that makes this story sound insane. His financial manager, Benjamin Greger, testified at the prelim in July that Burke grossed between $10 and $11.5 million from recording, publishing, and merch between 23 and 25. Interscope's financial chief, Louis Piramiro, testified the label paid Burke and entities connected to him over $5 million between 2022 and 2025. Entities connected to him. That phrase is doing a lot of work. Those payments covered recording costs, management fees, legal fees, and career expenses. Every dollar filtered through a pipeline of people who took their cut before David Burke even saw a cent. So understand that when you hear $12 million grossed, yeah, not a lot of that, not even a majority of that ends up in the pocket of the actual artist, David or anybody, non-murderous ones. The label also took a share of his brand partnerships with Bose, Hollister, Crocs, and AMC. He signed the deal at 17, a minor's contract. His mother, Colleen, ran the money. Greger testified that nearly all of Burke's financial decisions were handled by Colleen Burke, not by David. Burke himself rarely discussed earnings or account balances. Greger talked to Burke's mother roughly 10 times a month. The 21-year-old whose name was on the contract was not the person deciding where the money actually went. And after Celeste Rivas-Hernandez's remains were found in Burke's Tesla in September of 25, the decisions got interesting. Greger testified he told Colleen to transfer property titles out of Burke's name and into hers to protect the assets, he said, from a civil lawsuit by the Rivas-Hernandez family. He testified they were trying to scrape together $2 million for bail. He also testified the management team switched to encrypted messaging apps, assets moving, titles transferring, communications going dark, and then the label pulling the plug, saying, you know what, this is not exactly the look we're going for. Interscope terminated Burke's contract in December of 25. They reportedly stopped promoting him the day the body was found in September, but didn't formally cut the deal until he was named a suspect in November. Squeeze a little more juice. No payments came after the termination. The year-by-year payments, tell you where the floor dropped out. $950,000 in 2022, $3.8 million in 23, $186,000. In 24, $2.7 million in 25, and then nothing in 26. He was paying $20,000 a month for a Hollywood Hills rental. He didn't own it. Management, lawyers, and taxes all took their cuts before Burke saw anything, and his mother decided where the rest went. Nobody, not the public defender's office, not his former lawyers, not the court, has publicly explained what's left. Who knows? Multiple outlets have noted there were no signs of lavish spending, no car collection, no mansion, no property in his name. He was a new artist. And I, you know, I don't think a lot of people understand how this industry works. All of those things need to be paid back to the record label. It's almost like an IOU. So you can gross $12 million, which I honestly kind of have a hard time believing he ever grossed $12 million on his record sales, just because he's not that big, was never that big, was starting to grow. Early artists don't make a ton of money. They don't. If you look at just a string of artists, I worked in the music industry for 20 years. So I have a little insight. Those artists that have a hit or two, one hit wonders, if you will. And Davis, by most accounts, pretty much in that category. Never really a true mainstream hit artist. Kind of on the ether of the charts. He wasn't making a lot of money. Millions of dollars. Yeah, but again, all that gets filtered. So did he ever really have a nest egg saved up for anything? No. And at the end of the day, when you're trying to live large to a certain extent, $20,000 a month for your rental seems a little egregious. Seems a little like, I don't know how to manage money. I don't care what you're making. $20,000 a month rent might not be the wisest of choices. Might not be the best place to spend your money. Might go through all of your money very, very fast. The public defender's office said it ran through financial evaluation, and Burke qualified. Under California law, the question for appointed counsel isn't whether you were ever rich. It's whether you can pay for a lawyer right now. And pay for that lawyer to have the qualifications to the extent at which the state could also bring them to you as a public defender. It's not just, can you afford Saul Goodman at the end of the mini mall? Most can. Even those fairly indigent can afford Saul Goodman at the end of the mini mall. Obviously, his attorney was no Saul Goodman. He could probably afford Saul Goodman. But is Saul really who you want to have representing you in a capital murder case? Are they going to have the resources that a public defender might? And the money that is inevitably given to the public defender's office to try cases in a fair manner? In many, many circumstances, you may not be aware of this. I was not aware of this either until I started doing true crime. In many cases, in a capital murder case, you are better off getting a public defender than hiring your own private attorney. You are. You oftentimes have more experienced attorneys, you have more resources, and you don't pay anything for it. Now, your life is on the line. You know, you're going to kind of go for whatever, you know, costs there are with whatever resources you have. But it is a true statement in a lot of cases, even if you have the money, which I don't think Burke does. Even if you have the money, you still, in many, many situations, will get a better legal representation in a capital case from the public defender's office than you will hiring your own counsel. More resources, less expensive, and more experience too. In many scenarios. Now, there are little nuggets in here that can change the equation a bit. But I wouldn't necessarily be feeling bad for David Burke right now. The music industry paid a teenager millions, called him rich, or he called himself rich, not really knowing the meaning of it. Then it took the money back through every door it walked in. So I'm in defense of David Burke. That's how the business works. Here's your millions. And by the way, we need all this to pay for all that. Oh, you were not doing anything more. You did horrible shit. Game over. You didn't make anything at the end of the day? Sorry. After the hearing, co-counsel Marilyn Bednarski told Rolling Stone there was no conflict between the defense team and Burke. Burke made a decision, he said. Then she declined to say how he qualifies for publicly funded defense, given his, presumed financial success as a recording artist. No conflict and his choice, but she won't explain the money. But Bednarski won't say is louder than anything in Burke's joint statement. Blair Burke is brilliant at a very specific thing. She makes celebrity problems go away before they reach a courtroom. Her former mentor described her as a navigator who specializes in typhoons and tsunamis. Her client list runs from Leonardo DiCaprio to Ozzy Osbourne. She works behind the scenes, out of the press, and by the time a case gets to court, it's usually already over. This case was never going to be over before it got to court. Burke is charged with first-degree murder with three special circumstances: lying in wait, murder for financial gain, and killing a witness. The DA has not decided whether to seek the death penalty. A capital murder trial is a fundamentally different animal than negotiating a plea for a celebrity caught driving the wrong way on the 101. Bednarski led the defense at the prelim. She argued the prosecution's case was almost entirely circumstantial, told the judge the evidence failed to establish Burke was lying in wait or planning to harm Celeste, and said the text showed provocation, not premeditation. Judge Olmedo didn't buy it. The people have met their burden on all counts. Burke was held to answer on every charge. The joint statement said the court granted their request to withdraw after Burke qualified for appointed counsel. They called the public defender's office highly capable and committed. It's not something you say about a downgrade. It's something you say when you're handing off a case you know is not yours anymore. The LA County Public Defender's Office has more than 700 attorneys, plus investigators, psychiatric social workers, and paralegals across 36 offices. These lawyers try murder cases every week in the same courthouses against the same prosecutors. They don't get magazine profiles. They get verdicts. Candiel's first move was asking for more time to review the case. Judge Olmedo denied it. Three counts, same three from the complaint. It's not particularly complicated. I don't think you need to review, he said. She entered not guilty pleas on Burke's behalf, ordered Burke's office to turn over all discovery to the new team, and set the next hearing for October 19th. Burke waived a speedy trial right, which means there's no mandatory clock. The new team can now take the time it needs. And here's where the switch flips. If Hockman decides to seek death, California requires the court to fund enhanced defense resources, mitigation specialists, forensic experts, independent investigators, the kind of team a broke client can't hire and a celebrity crisis firm doesn't specialize in. A mitigation specialist is one thing. Build the case for why a jury should let someone live. They go through the defendant's entire history, childhood, family dysfunction, trauma, and present it during the penalty phase. That investigation can take months or years. The state that wants to execute Burke would also be required to fund the team trying to save him. Public defenders handling that work have tried capital cases before in this courthouse against these prosecutors. Their office released a statement after the hearing. David Burke is entitled to a defense that takes his circumstances seriously and carefully examines the evidence. We are committed to providing him with that defense. It's not boilerplate. That's a 700 attorney office telling the most high-profile defendant in Los Angeles that they're ready. Hockman spoke to the press after the hearing. Death remains on the table. He hasn't decided. He said the switch may delay the process, but won't change how his office handles the case. When a reporter asked about the lawyer change, Hockman said he expects the public defender to give Burke zealous representation. His office is ready to prove all three charges beyond a reasonable doubt, he said. The prosecutor, the man building the case to potentially end Burke's life, said that about the lawyers who walked in from the gallery. Everybody watching assumes losing the celebrity attorney is a disaster. The DA doesn't think so. I don't think so. Burke is due back October 19th. No trial date. The system built for people with nothing now owns a case built on what a 21-year-old allegedly did to protect millions he may have never controlled. Burke smiled, shook the hands of the lawyers walking away. whether the ones walking in can do more is the only question left. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube as we continue to follow this case. This is going to take a while. Waived his right to a speedy trial. We're going into the public defender's office, brand new set of attorneys. And if this gets to be a capital case, well, guess what? We ain't going to see a trial probably till 2028 or 2029. That's my conservative guess. Let's talk about between now and then. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. And be sure to take the podcast with you wherever you get podcasts. The QR code is right there on the screen if you're watching us on YouTube. Scan it. Follow us. Take us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. Hit subscribe. Then you got the audio to listen to our coverage of all this stuff. Whatever you're doing, in the car, at work, at the gym, you got us. We appreciate that. Until next time, my name's Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers Podcast.